Time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative. That's the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now on the air by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, to help us out with Kids Q. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm determined to be in a good mood.
That's good.
It's a wedding weekend, and that's what I'm doing.
It is a wedding weekend.
Yes, yeah. So that means
the royals are getting married,
that's,
and some other people as well.
That's right,
so
and probably other people
and
as
probably
well.
Probably other
yes,
people.
Probably
and,
probably
yeah.
Other. Yes.
We're talking about me, right?
Actually, we are.
Yes, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Good point. Yes.
Family and friends in town for
yes.
for the wedding on Saturday, and now it's real. Like, now it's actually happening.
Does
people
it,
have
yeah,
come in from
yeah.
several states away, so I can't
I
back out now.
You really can't get out of it now.
I don't think yeah. they're going
to... Yeah, and I was just telling your mom that, you know, it's always good luck to have at least a little rain on your wedding day.
Yes,
a
which
little,
we're going
at
to.
At least a little rain on your wedding day.
It's and only I, a flash flood
I
watch.
I pointed out to her that you're the luckiest son of a gun I know. Yeah, so... So it should be epic tomorrow.
That's the second time in the last 45 seconds you told me that story, and yes. you did not use the word gun the first time.
I did not.
You
I'm
said son of a something
I'm
else
trying to
in
be
this
anti-gun
case.
Generally, yes. but yeah. yes, yeah, son of a so-and-so.
Son of a so-and-so.
See, I just wouldn't say
go.
That about your mom. Yeah. although I have to point out that I did say it to her. Now
yeah.
that you're mentioning that. Yeah.
yeah
okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. She thought it was funny.
She did. Yeah. She
well,
would.
Yeah. She
are you
knows
ready?
What I mean.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Apparently not.
All right, here's today's question. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. If you could live in a television show for one whole month, what show would it be?
Oh, man, I could tell you what it wouldn't be. This Is Us. I can't. Oh, my God. It would be so depressing. That's where I go to cry every week.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it probably wouldn't be Grey's Anatomy or anything that's on Thursday nights because characters get killed off
right,
on a regular
right.
basis.
So Game of Thrones is out.
So probably, actually, just don't hate me. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, neither
Game
have I.
Thrones.
Yeah. I have heard that characters die frequently on that show, though. I do know that much.
That's probably part of the point. I feel like I'm living through The Apprentice. here's the truth. Okay. Does it have to be a show that's currently
no,
on the air?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, well, that's easy then. The Carol Burnett Show.
The Carol Burnett
yeah,
Show?
Yeah, I love Carol Burnett.
Would you have to live? Well, that's an interesting question because that's a sketch comedy show. So I think the idea is that you're living through like that world.
Okay, you know how
you're not hanging out with Tim and Harvey and having them make you laugh every day. You're hanging out with that stupid dentist that stabs himself with a syringe and then can't fix your teeth.
Yeah, but that's
that is pretty funny though.
I would want to work with Mrs. O'Wiggins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Mr. Tudball. Yeah. I did live in that show for a number of years, in fact. And I think that's where I'd be.
I don't know what mine would be. I haven't seen a
not Will and Grace that doesn't come to you right away.
No, God.
too cliche.
Too annoying. You want to spend time with Karen? I don't think so.
Karen is too funny. Come on, Karen.
She is funny.
So insanely.
She is also
insane.
A little bit annoying.
A little,
so
well,
you want characters. I keep coming back to Cheers.
Yeah, you know, everybody does know your name. Though.
Right,
that's kind of
right.
like you in Chapel Hill, anyway. Everybody does know your name.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, yeah, Cheers would be good.
Cheers would not be too bad. I don't know if that's the right answer, though, but that's the one that I'm coming up with. Ooh, The West Wing.
Oh, well, gosh.
There
you
go.
What were we both thinking? That's really my answer. Yes, that's my answer.
Yeah.
The West Wing. That's
although
that's my revised and extended answer.
Speaking of Will and Grace, I think some of those characters, if you were actually living in the same world with them and working with them on a day-to-day basis, would be pretty annoying, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a really interesting podcast by Joshua Molina,
I think.
Molina,
yeah.
Who played Will Bailey, and it's The West Wing Weekly, and they go through every episode. And they just break it down, and they just, you don't know how long each episode of this podcast is going to be. It's going to be however long it takes. And they have somebody from the show on to talk about an episode that they were on, and it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
Allison Janney was on there some time ago, and they talked about the episode, The Women of Kumar. And
that was a good episode.
They sent her a DVD so she could watch that episode. Because it was revealed in the podcast, she's never seen the series, had never watched an episode of the show.
I'm not surprised by that.
I'm not either.
I'm
Do you listen
totally
to your?
See
do you
that.
Go home and then listen to your radio
well,
show?
Well, sometimes, like
I
you're
don't.
Supposed to, so that you
oh,
you,
really? Okay.
You listen to it so,
so you
that
can
you
improve.
Can improve. Right, yeah.
Right. Well, it's clear to anyone who listens to my program on the weekends that I don't do that because the improvement is.
Well, Allison Janney also won like 11 Emmys for that show, so I'm not 100% sure she needed to go home and watch the dailies in order to get better.
Yeah, what's she going
to
do? Get better and
yeah,
win an
I
Emmy?
Know.
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't yeah. think so. Yeah, she just, they gave her a truck to bring them all home.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Okay, pretty good. Yeah, pretty
that
good.
That one right there. Yeah, I would live in Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Would you be Dory or Flory?
No, I'd be me hanging out with
You'd
Dory
be you
and
hanging
Flory.
Out
yeah.
with, okay, just dropping by and saying hi to Pee-wee.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if we're going that far back, I would love to live on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind living near or around Captain Kangaroo, as I did a great deal when
okay,
I was three.
Okay.
And I actually met Bob Keeshan. Many years ago when my younger son was a little tyke, Bob Keeshan wrote a kid's book, and he was at Zany Brainy at New Hope Commons signing books. And I waited in line with my copy of his book and got up to the front and said, and asked him to sign my book. And I said, "Oh, Captain, it's so nice to meet you." And he called me ma'am. Could have done without that. Oh, thank you, ma'am. I said, you didn't have to do that. Yeah, I think ping pong balls should have dropped on him for that very
probably,
thing.
Probably,
yeah. Because he deserved that.
Yeah. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. If you could live in a television show for one whole month, what show would it be? We've got Gene Bolick, the host of The Weekend.